Cape Talk.
Entertainment News.
Now, one of my big regrets of last year was that I missed the run of a show that was described as the funniest production of the year. And I'm so delighted to hear that it is back again at the Theatre on the Bay so that I can make good on it. And in fact, my tickets are already booked, so I don't miss out. It's The Play That Goes Wrong. It opened on Friday. It runs until Saturday, the 1st of December, courtesy of Peter Turin Productions. And it's a great pleasure to welcome back to the studio Russell Savadier, as well as to say welcome to one of the new cast members, Anthony Coleman. Great to have you guys with us.
Hello. Hi. Thank you.
Hey. Thank you very much.
Russell, we chatted, it was well over a year ago. I think you were into your second run by popular demand.
Yes.
That one also sold out to every last seat, didn't it?
It did. We've got one more chance now to finally get it right. the challenge is enormous. Mm. We're determined, at least. I think we've done about 140 performances of
sure.
this. Not last week, although it may feel like it. We've got another run to try and get this one right.
Mm. Well, the joy of it is it's a play that in order to get right, you've got to get horribly, horribly wrong at its heart.
Horribly wrong, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Anthony, I mean, I know it's a play that won Best New Production at the Olivia Awards the year it opened in the UK. Just talk us through the premise for those who are not familiar.
I think you can easily understand why I wanted to be a part of this thing. it's an amateur dramatic society who are trying to put on this production, but they're very, very, very inept and clumsy.
Yes, they've got a budget which is way too large for them.
Stop the press. And dram societies and large budgets do not often go together.
I think they are the in our case they're the Atlantic Seaboard Amateur Dramatic Society, and they've been given a budget which is just a little more than they could probably handle. So they've got this fantastic set for the first time, and for the first time they've cast it brilliantly. Probably only met once a week instead of so not all of them have been involved in the process. I play the director as well as the inspector who's investigating a murder at Havisham Manor, and the play slowly starts going wrong and he watches his life unravel in front of his eyes. But anyway, Anthony's just joined now.
Anthony, it's madcap. It's the very definition of the word madcap, isn't
absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, yes. It's also quite something to step in and fill in from other people who've been doing the show as the new guy.
Yeah.
It's quite amazing to slot in with these very slick, well-rehearsed very clumsy, very funny people.
How do you tell when they're doing it right or when they're actually making mistakes? And does it even matter, given that the play is about the play that goes wrong?
Yeah. It's a little bit dangerous.
Yeah, I think if you're doing it wrong, you're going to get hurt. Mm. So that's how we know the difference.
One's bleeding by interval. we're okay.
I'm told the audience members are crying by the time they leave, crying with laughter.
Yeah, there have been noted examples of people maybe weeing just a little bit.
gee, take a towel. Thanks for that. I have to quote. I mean, what's on Joburg saying? Thank goodness for the armrests. Probably the only thing that prevented certain audience members from actually rolling in the aisles. It's that funny. Is it a particular kind of humor that you've got to be able to appreciate? I mean, are there some people who are going to go and go, I hate this, it's silly and I don't like it? Or they're just...
No, there's never been a reported case of anybody hating this play. But hey, look, it's very, very slick farce. I mean, ultimately, it's farce. And some people may go, well, I don't like farce. But I think what makes this different is it is so cleverly written, so cleverly put together, that even if you're not a fan of farce, you join the journey and it's a roller coaster ride and you're swept up by it. I think it is for, and I think kids as well, I know kids have were part of our audience last time. They love seeing the chaos, they love being part of
it. I'm glad to hear it because I've booked for my kids. The whole family's coming. Keep it clean, please.
It is clean.
I was promised so. I mean, Anthony, you've referenced this already, but I mean, to step into, it's a cast of eight, they've worked together so long, it's their third run, 140 performances under their belt, as Russell said. What is it like to sort of dovetail into that and then deal with the fact that your director, Alan Committee, is himself a masterful actor, can spot every mistake, knows exactly where you're going to make them? What's the experience been like?
I've been in very safe hands, I think, because of that, it hasn't felt like a terrifying experience at all. I've been well guided the whole way. It's been fantastic.
We have to mention the role of the set and the stage crew here, because as much as it is a witty piece of writing and great physical comedy by the actors, it requires, and I love this, a stage crew who have to make everything go wrong in the right way.
The right places,
talk to us
right
a little
time.
Bit about just how important a role they play.
Look, I mean, I think people often say the set is the extra character, and it is. Mm. The set is something which is so integral to everything going wrong. yeah, look, it's just tons of rehearsal, as you've found out now, of making sure that everything happens at the right time.
Yep.
So it really, as the play starts going wrong, the set starts going wrong, everything, you know, conspires against them. But this is a company. They're a strong Amdram company. They will just plow through,
carry on,
and they will get to the end no matter what happens. But yes, the set is it's got to be very cleverly worked. It's a very clever design.
It's been custom built for you, hasn't it? At quite some expense as well.
Yeah. Look, it was obviously developed in England.
Yep.
And I think we're using the same, I think we have to use the same set. Yeah. Mm. So, but someone did have to build it here, and it's a bit of a monster.
Okay. As long as the cast aren't monsters. I mean, Anthony, look, I mean, our audience are going to know you from your days on soap, from your days on film, many, many different TV shows, from Bitter Lunders to, Gums and Noses, the movies a long time ago now.
But a long time ago.
I recognized you the minute you walked in the door from that one.
Yeah.
What's it like for you to be back on stage again?
It's absolutely fantastic. I've been loving it. I was just saying the other day, the theatre is an actor's medium. The TV is more of a director's medium. So there's very little input, I think, as an actor. But in theatre, it's amazing. You're in control. You're in charge. It's your baby. It's your fault if it goes wrong.
Don't tell Alan. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very cold out there.
Is this the kind of show where there is so much going wrong that you can generally sort of bluff your way through it? Have you had that happen on stage, Russell, in the previous two runs?
Yeah, to some extent.
You're not going to tell us when.
No, I mean, if things actually go seriously wrong, I mean, the audience may not know, but they would sense that something is not quite right, and the actors sort of bumble their way and they get. I mean, look, sometimes things are meant to happen and they don't. I mean, some physical stuff's meant to happen and they don't, which happened to us on Saturday night. There was a big event that had to happen, which didn't. And you have to just carry on, and the audience would never know, hopefully. Yeah, I think it does happen. But generally, I think the concentration on this production is so high.
Mm.
You know, often with other productions, you can be chatting backstage and then you go on. Over here, I think everybody is definitely quiet. Everybody's focused. You have to be. You can't risk not being in the right place at the right time.
Yeah.
Everybody's also very supportive and very carefully helping, especially the new member of cast. Really focusing on that. You have to be very, very sharp and very focused.
Yeah, it's quite amazing to work with, is it about 8 or 9 other actors?
Who cares?
Somewhere around there. But it's a lot. It's a big bunch of us. We're all working very well together. As you say, the concentration, the synergy is excellent.
So I did ask at the start of the show for anybody who'd seen it on the previous two runs to drop us a note and let us know. And of course, our technology has kiboshed all attempts to play their voice notes for you today. But the one voice note that did come in earlier made a reference to it being very much like watching an episode of Fawlty Towers. Would you agree with that person's opinion?
Yeah, look, it's a great compliment. Yeah. It is one of my favorite shows. But yeah, because of the, I suppose, particularly maybe my character, who is more so than anyone else, he's the one who is very boastful in the beginning about how brilliant this is all going to be. And when it goes wrong, it's very much like his life is falling apart. And that would probably mirror the
Basil.
Stuff that John Cleese has to go through.
Yes.
Basil to go through. Just watch it. Yeah. So there is a lot of similarity there, certainly.
Mm. Okay. Let's get through a couple of the sort of the ins and outs of ticketing. So your run is already underway, continues until the 1st of December, and you do have to move up to Joburg thereafter, correct?
Yeah, we open in Johannesburg on the 6th of December. So, it has to close on the 6th.
So don't do that Cape Town thing and think, oh, they'll extend the run again in December. Please don't do that. Okay, so ticketing prices range from 120 to about 220, 230 rand a ticket. You book through CompuTicket or via the Theatre on the Bay box office, and the ticket line there is 021-437-1015. You've already said kids welcome, so no age restrictions on the show or anything like that. Any other little nuts and bolts our audience need to know?
No, they can bring us gifts. No, they don't. No. Just to see them there will be.
No, gifts. Gifts. Come with their gifts. Gifts.
Underwear and flowers thrown onto the stage only at the end, I take it. Okay.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. Well, I'm laughing already and you're making my stomach muscles hurt, so I better go and get some exercise in before I come along. It's been a delight having you with us and great to have the show back again. I have booked my tickets this time and I won't miss it. I hope everyone else does the same.
Thank you.
Cool.
Right, it is The Play That Goes Wrong at the Theatre on the Bay until the 1st of December. Please book now. Don't do that Cape Town thing and leave it until it's too late.